Quanqua. Oh, Quanqua.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Oh, Quanqua.
Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he, of course. I'm the guy named as the Spike on the Mic. I hate saying of course, because nothing is of course. But I'm Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you from back undisclosed locations because Alpha Beta Delta is in the streets again, and we're gonna try to play it safe because we have some news that we want to talk about that these guys doing the pre-show said they want to talk during the show. So we'll say that. But we are back in full force, and we're gonna make this thing happen because now everybody's in control of their own microphone, so they know they have to mute. Speaking of unmuting themselves, let's go to the man who's putting the sounds through your eardrums. You like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a negative test result.
Oh, my goodness. You got a negative test result?
Well, Roz did.
Well, we'll talk more about that when we get finished introducing the resistance fighters.
Spike, can you turn your volume up a little on your mixer?
Sure, I can do that, but I'll do that in a second once I introduce the resistance fighters.
Okay.
Coming at you live from, oh my God, I don't know what I'm turning on, is, I forgot who I'm talking to. Oh, coming at you now, the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, is because of one reason and one reason only. He is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's just unmuted himself.
Ooh, yeah. Well,
and
we
he did successfully.
On that.
He didn't do the thing where he goes.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
He didn't do that.
Yeah. See, he is there. So you know why he's there? Because he's smart. But speaking of somebody that really think they're smart, that is the one, the only, William Smots. Bill Smots, how you sticking?
Do you really want to know?
Nope.
Okay.
Damn. I wanted to know. Does that matter?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Nope.
All right. I am. You're going to say no after I tell you. I'm sticking like inflation to the American pocketbook and like chaos to Afghanistan runways.
I love the argument there.
Sticking like that.
No argument. Yeah.
Not a fun way to stick.
No.
You gotta love them. Mars. So. God dang, that joke is just makeup stuff. All right, and also the voice that you heard that says she don't like being stuck like that, or it's not fun being stuck like that. This is the beautiful, talented Miss Billy. Billy, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody that's super unhappy that I have to kind of start self-quarantining again.
Oh, God, what?
Okay, so now let's go ahead and start the show. Let's... Am I still need to turn up my gain?
You do need to turn up your gain a little bit.
I don't know what.
Look at the channel that you're plugged into.
Yes.
Follow that to the little game knob and turn it up a little bit.
How about that?
That's beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not look behind the screen.
See, all right. Well, we'll just leave it at that right there, and we'll hopefully y'all can hear me. Everybody froze. Yeah, y'all can hear me, right?
Behind the screen.
We can still hear you, but you're still not that loud. And the problem is the recording, we're all going to be nice and loud, and you're not going to be. But you're the host.
Right. Well, then I guess we'll just have to play through the pain because, you know, as you said, this is something we're supposed to do off air before the show start. And
yeah. Well,
I waited until.
You never do.
Listen, PW, I'll just save you the trouble of cussing me out. I waited until 10 minutes before the show start to log on. And so with that being said.
That still doesn't stop me from cussing you out.
All right, well, before we go ahead and talk about our situations, let's go ahead and finish out our housekeeping. So
what do we do now?
real quick, though, why don't you just do like Garrett Morris did on Saturday Night Live?
That's right, yeah. Our top story tonight! Yeah.
For all those that are hearing impaired out there.
That's right, yeah.
Well, the reason I'm not going to do that, because that was never funny to me. I thought that was less than funny to me.
Really?
You know.
Huh.
What?
Okay. Really?
Oh, yeah, that was.
Huh.
I hate to say, but it was stupid.
Yeah, it depends upon whose ox is being gored.
Mm-hmm.
Said the man who suddenly can't be seen anymore.
Whose ox is being gored? All right, well, let's finish.
Yes.
So this is the number one award-deserving show, Spike on the Mic Show, and I just introduced our resistance fighters who are putting all these visual sounds in your eardrums. And so we're just trying to make it through the week, because this is the only road trip show where we like to pick up hitchhikers, and you guys can always pick up and give us a call at 813. Hey. Somebody's supposed to say that 813-699-3900.
Yes, 813-699-3900. I didn't say it because it's right up there on the screen. Oh, that's right. Our radio listeners can't see it. Oh, man. Yeah, if you could only see us now.
Yeah, really. We do this for the people, even the listeners, and not the, well, we do it for everybody.
Yeah.
Even them.
Yeah, even them people, and they know who they are. So you guys can give us a call and just give us and play with us.
Also,
while we, what's going on?
Also,
visually impaired.
Right. Also, while we're out here, we like to let you guys know that we talk about three things:
the past, the present, and the future.
Man, that workout is getting harder and harder every day. Every day. Wow, it seems like we're forgetting something.
But there's always
because
stuff.
Because our introduction is less than 10 minutes, because the next thing we're going to do, we'd like to give a big shout out, a big, huge shout out to our sponsors.
The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
With that being said, I guess
to go ahead. You definitely turned up the volume now.
Oh, so the gain is too much?
Too much.
All right. So with that being said, now let's try this way. With that being said, what is the results of the race that happened this weekend? Anyone?
Oh, yeah. He came in third or fourth.
Oh, well, that's a big yay, because Chase Elliott, who drives the number 9 car, the number 9 Hooters NASCAR, anytime he comes in the top 10, all participating Hooters will provide you with free delicious fried pickles.
Yeah.
And if he wins, all participating Hooters will provide you with 10 boneless chicken wings upon your order. So go to Hooters right now and tell them you heard it on the Spike on the Mic Show and you want your free delicious fried pickles. I like it. I like it a lot. So with all that housekeeping getting out of the way, we're 10 minutes into the show. Man, this thing is flying. I don't understand that, because we don't have that much to talk about, but we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Are we going to have a big A word of the day?
Yes, we will have a big A word of the day. And it may be a situational, because I was trying to play my music, but you guys could faintly hear it. I want to play the big A word. But speaking of big A word, let's go ahead and try it. What is...
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh,
I'm going to try to play this big A word today. So you guys listen. I'm going to play it three times. So you have to listen intently because I don't know if the audio is coming through. So listen. I'm going to play it three times before you give me your voice on that. Here we go.
Attenuate.
Attenuate.
I didn't play it three times.
Attenuate.
There, now you can interrupt. The word was attenuate.
Yes, all I did was repeat, attenuate.
Oh, okay. All right, so now going around the room, we asked the resistance fighters, do you guys know what attenuate means, PWs?
I absolutely do.
All right, Billy?
I feel like I should, but it's just not coming to my brain.
Let me ask you, you say it a lot. How does you feel like you should?
Because I know I've heard the word. Like, the word doesn't sound completely foreign to me.
Right.
But I can't think of what it means right now.
Oh, okay. That's how all words sound to me. Smots, you know what attenuate means?
Yes, it's quite often used in electronics. That's why, in broadcasting, that's why PW would probably know.
Oh, for sure. Oh,
okay, and voice of reason, you know what attenuate means?
No, but I'm confident that if I was a multiple choice and I could pick it out of like one out of four definitions, I probably could get it.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my goal is to try to educate the resistance fighters so they can understand what words are. So when they're in their travels, they can seem and sound more confident and more educated on words, because nobody likes to be in a situation where they're using words that you can't understand. This is why I have a Spikelopedia, and I'm hoping everybody can learn to speak Spike.
All right. Yeah. Now, speaking Spike, I know you don't want to do this now, but you also don't want to sound distorted for the whole show. So I would suggest
that
you look over at the mixer where you're plugged in, and on the gain knob, turn it down a bit.
What, you want him to attenuate his gain?
Right. Oh, man, you're revealing something there.
Yeah, really. So is that even better now?
A little bit. I think you need to turn it down a tiny bit more.
I'll turn it down just a little bit more. Now how am I sounding? 1, 2, Spike, 1, 2.
A little bit better. Turn it down a tiny bit more.
A tiny, tiny, tiny. Boom, boom, boom. Everybody got these shoes.
I don't hear any distortion anymore.
You see any difference now?
All right, now here's the thing. Now, you know, there's a slider, a regular volume slider.
Yes.
Put that up a little bit.
A little bit.
Let's see what he's talking about. I don't know what the hell you're talking
about. The volume slider that's underneath, or maybe it just says
it's
volume.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I just have knobs, and they have all kind of words on them.
I can hear you perfectly fine.
All right, good.
We'll just let it go.
All right.
Billy, I'm assuming.
Billy, somebody, you're getting all red in the face.
We're losing listeners by droves.
Right? We have listeners?
Yeah, they're attenuating.
Yes. They're not attenuating anymore.
All right. Well, the next thing we need to do, we need to go ahead and give you guys explain what attenuate means at the end of the show. So everybody out there listening on Pins and Needles, stay tuned for the end of the show. So we'll tell you what that word, big A word of the day is. So the next thing we're going to do is talk about a cow chip. Cow chip news of the day. All right. The cow chip is something, along with big A words of the day, to help inform, educate the resistance fighters. When you're out there in the streets, you can tell people stories and they can be masked and marveled. And I like to call this cow chip, no iron deficiency here.
No iron deficiency here.
You guys got to tell me if you think this is true, because this show may have a lot of fake fish in it. And
what?
So here's one. In 1978, a Frenchman by the name of Michael Lotito, he began a very unusual endeavor. What he did was he has a rare condition called pica, which leads to an appetite for non-nutritious items.
I'm aware of this.
Non-traditionally edible items.
Yes.
So y'all know what pica is?
I do. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I thought it was pica, it's when people eat clay.
Well, and they also eat paint chips. They eat all kinds of things that you shouldn't eat.
Hair. Right.
Well, yeah. Listen to this.
They eat their own hair.
In 78, this guy by the name of Michael, he started eating a Cessna 150 airplane.
See? Yeah. See, and you really shouldn't eat that.
That's a bad case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it, it took him 2 years to completely eat the metal field meal, and he finished consuming it in 1980. So that's your cow chip news of the day, which I'm not sure I'm following.
He actually ate the entire plane?
That's
what the cow chip news says, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. It took him two
years. Well, I did eat that entire jar of library paste. You know.
How long did it take?
2 years.
I think he not only had pica, but it also, he had obsessive compulsive disorder.
Explain.
Well, he couldn't stop until he finished that airplane.
That plane, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's bizarre and crazy to me. I don't understand that. Well, now you guys can go ahead and say, if you ever at an establishment, restaurant, bar, or family reunion, you can tell somebody, you can say, hey, I know Michael. He ate a whole airplane.
I usually finish everything on my plate, but
serious.
But Roz, she has to leave something. It's like an obsession. No matter how small the portion was, she has to leave some.
Did anyone ever ask why?
I know.
I did, and she claims, "Oh, I don't do that." And then there is a little portion.
Absolutely does.
Yeah.
Even if it's something like super healthy and you know, like she just has a salad, there's still like
what's
like at least two bites that are left on the plate.
Yeah.
Voice of reason, you'd say you know why?
Yeah, because back in the day they used to say that that's what ladies do. She's a true lady.
She's no lady, I can vouch for that.
Roz is a true lady. She's a true lady. And so, that's what they used to teach young girls, is always leave a little something on your plate.
She is such a true lady that she has a negative test result.
Yay!
That's a lady.
Two negative test results.
That's right. Yeah, she got tested twice.
Okay, so now that that came up, and we should at least talk about the one of the reasons that we're back on Zoom and that we've had, and I don't give a damn about HIPAA, that we've had some people who have may have been exposed to coronavirus, right?
Yeah.
And PW, were you one of those people?
Well, in essence, yes, since Roz was exposed to a friend. She was at a meeting, and that person still has the corona, and she's not doing very well.
Oh my
damn.
And she was vaccinated.
Yeah, that's happening now.
Okay. Well, I also may have been exposed to the Rona.
Oh, really? God.
Yes. And
you know, I could see it in your eyes.
What day is this?
Monday?
No, it was, I think I found out about it last night.
Wow.
Friday.
When was the exposure?
I'm not sure.
Is that why you invited me out yesterday to try to get me sick?
Yes.
Exactly, because you
noticed suddenly he wanted a tongue kiss?
Yeah. Well, I didn't make it. I didn't see him yesterday.
You specifically told me you'd rather get the Rona than the flu. So I figured, okay with it?
I would rather, yes, for my body and for my, since I'm vaccinated, yes. I know what the flu does to me. I'll take my chances. 98. I don't want to minimize anyone losing life of anything. And that's what's happening more with Corona, but it is still a highly, you still as a survival rate, for those that actually do get infected.
Yes.
Yeah. So
okay, you're vaccinated, said, aren't
all
you?
That stuff, you're going to sit there and I don't want to make it political and all yada, yada, yada. And that's
what you do.
I tell you my personal experience or my personal preference would be that.
She had a terrible case of the flu.
I the flu knocked me out, and I swore I wanted to die.
Oh yeah, I've
I had the flu the December before COVID really, really got, it was, COVID was around. They just started talking about COVID in December of 2019. I got the flu that Christmas and almost couldn't see my family.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Schmatz, well, you've been vaccinated, haven't you?
I have been, yes.
Good, good.
Yes. But like I said, you know, people are getting it. It sounds callous, me saying I'd rather have it, but I'm just telling you my personal preference of what I would rather have. I know what the flu has done to me the last three times I've had it over the last 9 years.
Yeah, but you've never died, though, from the flu.
I've never died, but I've had 5 days of where I don't know what the F happened.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I was about 15 pounds lighter when I came out of it. Mm-hmm. And it's still another week or two before you even got out. So, again, maybe coronavirus kills me. I don't know, but I do know what the flu does to me. So
right, and so that's why I wasn't hesitant to ask you out, because I was going by your own admission.
Yeah, but if you had contact, why would you go out?
True,
because I had two coronaviruses test, and they both came back negative, and I had three
mm-hmm.
Friday. You got three Friday and Saturday, and all three of them came back negative.
Oh,
you
that's went good. Out
not because of Corona, but because of Miller Lite.
Right, right. But
yes, that's true.
Yeah, so, and I took another test today, and I'm waiting to hear back from that one. The reason is because this is a PSA, or this is just something I know. I am not a doctor, as you guys probably know. I took the CVS gave me, and hope they don't sue me for this, they gave me the rapid test.
Yes. Right.
And I took three of those. They all came back negative. Well, everybody in the streets who knows more about this than me saying you have to take the PCR test.
Yes.
PCR. That's the one. That's the more definitive one.
Yes.
Right.
The rapid test, according to my sister, who has a friend that's a doctor, and therefore she's an expert at everything.
Yes.
But according to what she told me, the rapid test is very accurate. If you actually have symptoms, if you don't have symptoms and you think you might have been exposed and you might actually have it, be carrying it, the PCR test is more apt to give you a correct result.
Right.
That's the way I understand it.
I don't understand why a company will give out a could fairly be wrong test.
Well, just because it's faster. That's the whole reason. Yeah.
Okay, if it's faster or slow, but if it's wrong, it doesn't make a difference.
Usually when you take the PCR test, you don't get results till like 3 days later, at least. Yeah,
another day. So I PCR'd it today, and I was hoping to get back the information, but no symptoms and never feel okay and everything. But
it took me 4 days. Well, the last time I got tested, it took 4 days for me to find out if I was positive or negative. And I think for mom, it was like 2 or 3 days each time. Yeah.
Voice, you have any opinions on this?
No, I'm hoping that you don't get it, Spike.
I'm confident he doesn't have it.
Hey, yeah. How long ago were you exposed?
Oh, I was never exposed as Monique. She was in, she was in Martha's Vineyard last week. And
the birthday.
I picked her up from the airport Thursday night.
And there was somebody that she had been with that.
Mo was invited to Obama's birthday party?
Yes.
Wait, let's get back to the good part.
Is the good part.
No, we're not talking about that.
No, but if it's, how long ago was that you picked her up from the airport?
Thursday night.
Thursday. So
it takes 3 days to incubate?
I don't know that they know exactly how quickly, but if, and when was your last negative rapid test? Today?
It was Saturday.
Man. Wow.
I don't know. I mean, I think you're smart to get the PCR test.
Billy used to be the authority. Now she goes,
Well, see what happened, we picked her up Thursday, and then when they picked up, she was sounding sick. And I was like, ooh, you juiced up. So the next day I went and got the quick rapid test and took them, and they all came back negative. And then Saturday or Sunday, she got a phone call from somebody that said, hey, somebody up there reported they got it. So
Anyway. And by the way, for the record, you know, just based upon your answers to me over the previous shows that we are well documented, which you can always go spikeonthemic.com to listen to them.
Yes.
And your multiple wishing for me to have cancer and die, I do hope you get coronavirus.
Oh, oh, man.
Just based on those answers. Dude. No other reason. Just based on those answers. There's no other reason.
Totally agree. I understand.
Really?
One second.
Just for the show purposes only, yes.
Hold on a second. I thought I was here for all of those shows. I never heard him wish you have cancer and die.
Oh, I did, but I don't think he really meant it.
Wait, hold on a second. You want me to get corona and die?
Well, if you get corona, take your chances. That's fine. Because if I get cancer, I'll take my chances. So
yeah, I never wanted you to and die.
Okay.
Oh, you just wanted me to have cancer?
Okay. Or the corona.
And the corona.
Yeah.
So for the record, yes, for the show purposes.
I know, but take away the and
damn.
Part.
Damn. This is a deadly show.
I right? I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm a feared.
Hey, and so now you know why I invited him out yesterday.
Wow.
Hey, what you doing after the show, smarts? All right, speaking of the show,
yeah,
you probably should start the show. So let's do topic changing music.
You thought we had no topics. Well, we've got a topic right now on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right. I was going to say this so last, but I got to jump out here and get it. This topic has two headers. It's called What Happened Next?
What Happened Next?
Or Fake Fish?
Or Fake Fish.
All right. So here's the topic. Here's what happened. Palm Beach Sheriff's Office reported an incident earlier this week when a man identified as Tony. Now, he was walking to work one morning and he saw another man behind the wheel of a car having a massive or severe seizure. And without thinking twice about it, Tony ran to the car, grabbed it, you know, was able to stop the car from drifting into traffic.
Oh, nice.
And it drifted into somebody's lane. I mean, another man's yard.
Sure.
Okay. So, and the car ran over Tony's foot, but thankfully he had on steel toe boots.
Yeah.
So
way to go, Tony. Smart.
So he was uninjured, right?
Wow. Right. You can deduct those on your taxes, steel toe.
Yeah, the guy was having convulsions, so he pulled him out and threw him on the yard to help him. What do you guys – oh, I'm sorry. And he screamed for the neighbors or the homeowners to call 911 and help. What do you think happened next? And I'll start out with you, PW.
Oh, my God. I think he got sued.
Okay, Billy, what do you think happened next?
Nobody called 911.
Smarts?
I agree with PW. I'm sure everyone's looking for a lawsuit nowadays. So,
yeah. Voice of reason?
No good deed goes unpunished. So, apparently, some bad consequences came from that. Maybe the guy was just listening to rock music and responding like you guys do to the. To the past, present, and future song.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, what supposedly happened was the neighbor ran out there and said, "Get him off my lawn. He's going to have to die somewhere else."
Oh, man. That is extra cold.
That is
Did you see my face before he actually said that? Because I just read that.
Oh, man.
Literally what happened.
Yeah. But now to continue on with the story, Tony, who was being the superhero, he said that he recognized the man driving the car. He ran home, alerted his wife, and asked her to call 911. And then the 911 emergency people came and treated him. And everybody's safe. And then the guy who he saved told officers and that he wants to get Tony's phone number so he can personally thank him.
Oh, well, wow. That is unusual.
Okay. Yeah. Now here comes the spike. And you got to be kidding me. There's some fake fish here.
Uh-oh.
Let's start out with the beginning of the story. Tony was walking to work, right?
Okay.
Tony, I guess you can walk in steel-toe boots. Save this guy from having seizures and convulsions in the car.
Right.
Pull the guy out of the car.
Right.
on somebody's lawn. Oh, did I tell you that Tony, he cuts lawns in the neighborhood?
Okay. All right.
That's why he had the steel-toed boots on.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why he was walking to work.
Yeah.
Okay. The neighbor came outside and said, get him off my lawn. He's going to die somewhere else. Tony runs home and tells his wife to call 911. The guy in the car who's having the convulsions says he wants Tony's phone number to thank him personally.
Yeah.
Okay.
None of that sounds suspicious to y'all?
No.
Why should it? What sounds fishy?
Right. Boy, sunk you coming around.
No, I it sounds all like everything's flowing in the right way.
Tony cuts grasses in the neighborhood. He was walking to work. Where was he going?
He was going.
He was going to pick up his mower and stuff.
Or he was going to mow somebody's lawn in that neighborhood.
Okay. Or he works at the 7-Eleven and he's walking down to the 7-Eleven.
No,
and
he cuts lawns.
Right, but that's not necessarily a
that'd be his full time, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let y'all have that one. Okay, so now
you're going to make it worse?
No, I'm saying we're going to analyze each occurrence.
Okay.
Tony pulls the guy out of the grass, out of the lawn, and gives him, I guess he gives him, helps him out, and then tells the guy lawn who owns the lawn to call the police. So the guy comes out and says, get him off my lawn.
Right.
I thought you said he couldn't get him, that the windows were rolled up and he couldn't get to him.
No, I think the story, they got him out. They got him on the lawn. Okay. But
yeah,
that's neither here nor there. So now the neighbor who come out and said, get him off my lawn, wouldn't they know Tony, or they even know the guy who's dying in his lawn?
Yeah, maybe he doesn't like him.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Or maybe now, that's somebody who cuts their own lawn,
Okay, now the next part, Tony ran home.
Right.
Which means the guy had a seizure.
He wasn't far from home, and it was somebody he knew would cooperate.
Yeah, his wife will make the call.
Yeah.
This guy won't. He said he won't.
Okay, so Tony runs home, leaves the guy on the lawn to die.
Right.
No, not to die. To survive, because he's calling the authorities.
He's calling the ambulance.
Yeah.
No. His wife called the ambulance. The guy on the lawn, the lawn guy, didn't call the lawn.
Right.
The lawn guy ran to... Okay, so this is the way you said it first, that he finally recognized the guy in the car.
Yes.
And then ran to his house, which was also in the same neighborhood. So because nobody around them was cooperating by calling 911. They were all or the homeowner that his lawn was
get
saying
lawn
go
guy.
Somewhere else. Right.
Yeah.
So he went to the one person he knew would cooperate, the sick guy's wife.
I thought he went to his own wife. That's even worse. I thought Tony went to his own house, but you saying he went to the sick guy's wife's house, which I thought he went to his own house.
The
story is, now if he was able to do that, that's even worser. If he was able to go to the guy who has the seizures house, remember the end of the story? He says, I want Tony's phone number so I can personally thank him.
Yeah.
Right. How come he don't know Tony?
He does know Tony.
He does know Tony, but he
doesn't know how to contact him.
Yeah. Right. Doesn't have his phone number. They're just, he's just a guy who mows lawns in the neighborhood.
But, yeah.
Hold on a second.
I know Schmatz, but I don't have his phone number. I mean, we're not going out or anything.
All right. So now you guys know all the facts and heard this. Being the judge and jury, do you think this is fake fish? And I'll start out with you, Billy, yay or nay?
I do not think this is fake fish.
Voice of reason?
Yeah, I don't believe it's fake fish. Like 90% of the accidents happen close to home.
And unfortunately, I have come across people that have been that mean and callous that they wouldn't do something like call 911 for somebody that's sick.
I don't think
get him off my lawn.
I don't think your property insurance would go, or your insurance would go up.
Right. Yeah. I don't think Voice of Reason giving out accurate information about 90% of accidents happen in your neighborhood.
Okay, 95% of accidents happen either in the home or close to home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Bob Smart.
Let me ask, what do you think should have happened? Because obviously you don't think this happened this way. How do you think it should have happened?
Oh, that's a good question.
No. What I think happened is that this guy was driving through the neighborhood and Tony did have a, I mean, the guy did have a seizure, and Tony saved him or pulled him out and all that. And the guy did say, get out of my lawn, get off my lawn.
Okay.
But I don't think that they knew each other. I don't think Tony ran home and called the 911. I just think they just embellished the story when the
Well, then how did he get saved?
The 911 people came.
Oh, but
who called them?
Somewhere to call them, then who did?
It was probably another neighbor or the man, somebody called. They said that the story says it was his wife. Tony, I think it says Tony's wife.
Okay, but then...
No, actually, the story says that it was the driver's wife. Right, I read two different stories that says it's the driver's wife.
So let's say it was the driver's wife. How did she find out?
Tony, how would she...
Tony went there. Tony went there.
Right. Okay. All right, so what? So where's the fake really fish?
How do you okay, how come the driver don't know who Tony is?
He does know who Tony is. He doesn't have his number. I want Tony's phone number so I can thank him. That's all.
That's all.
Okay.
Because apparently, you know, Tony doesn't have a phone himself anyway.
You're so suspicious.
So maybe Tony doesn't have a cell phone, which typically most people do now. So otherwise, that's why he didn't have a phone on him. I would think he had his own lawn business. Maybe he does, but whatever reason, it doesn't. But, you know, maybe call him at home.
Well, that even makes it more suspicious than if he is.
But how is it? What, you don't dispute any of these facts. You just go. The only fact you're disputing is that he doesn't know his phone number.
That makes it. That puts it into the fake fish category.
But you agreed with every other fact
of the story. Yeah,
all that could have happened. Yeah.
So what?
But what makes the whole thing fake is when he says, "I don't know this happened."
Is what you're saying?
I'm sorry.
None of this happened then.
This is a guy that's in this neighborhood often, probably mowing lawns, right? He's just a guy that mows lawns. Well, I'm just saying hypothetically. He's just somebody that's in this neighborhood often mowing lawns. He may not live there, but he sees the people. He might have mowed the sick guys long before, right?
Okay.
And so, but he's just somebody that maybe has seen the faces of the people. He just happened to recognize this guy and went to his house to get his wife to call 911. That doesn't mean he has his phone number. So I've had, you know, I'm sure my parents have had people just knock on the door and say, hey, do you want me to mow your lawn for $10?
Exactly, yeah.
Or do you think, Spike, that maybe Tony's an actual peeping Tom and he knows where his wife lives because he's been walking? thinking? I don't know.
No. Okay.
You haven't disputed a fact of any of this other than the fact that it must be fake because...
Yeah, something in that is fishy.
But,
because when you watch news, people go out in the news and they want to interview somebody what actually happened, they usually get the most less articulate person to put on the news.
So you're on the news a lot, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I've been on a couple times, all the time. Well, hell, how else I'm gonna get a trophy?
So that's good.
That's what I'm saying now. When they interview those kind of people, sometimes the story gets a little big fish story. And that's what I'm thinking. This may turn into a big fish story. So Tony may not even been around that story. He might have just walked by and saw them, the guy have a seizure, and then the guy who says, get off my lawn, he may even have called the guy's sixth wife across the street and said, get this. And then they stuck a microphone in Tony's face.
It seems like every time Spike finds a story about somebody doing something nice for somebody else, he thinks it's fake.
Yeah, yeah. I think you've revealed something, Billy.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I disagree with that.
Well, he can't imagine anybody being nice.
Right.
Yeah.
He's
the guy that said, hey, get off my lawn.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hold on. Voice of Reason has something very important.
In a way,
to say.
I sort of agree with Spike, but it's just a common common knowledge that anytime you read an article in the newspaper or hear a news story on the news and you know what actually happened, they don't get every detail exactly right. You'll realize that, well, that didn't exactly happen that way. But that's every news story that ever occurs. There's always going to.
I see you, W.
There's always going to be.
I'm hoping that Steve will see.
No, he sees it, and he doesn't.
And if you're going to go, with that, then every article that you ever read is fake fish because nobody ever gets anything exactly right.
Good point. But I'm not going to. Only ones that when I read them, it has to jump out and smell. If like
yeah, right. Well, this doesn't jump out and smell to me.
No, it starts stinking the minute the guy says, "I want to get Tony's phone number so I can thank him." And then I say, "Wait a minute! I thought you already knew each other because you said you recognize him, and that's when you ran to according to Billy, to his wife's house."
Well, his Tony house recognized the driver, but the
Spike,
driver.
Spike, you don't know anybody that you don't know their phone number?
My own daughter.
Okay.
See? Okay, then. You don't know your daughter's phone number.
Now, here's what could have been fake is maybe he didn't know the guy's wife, but he knew which driveway the guy parked his car in. So he recognized, instead of saying he recognized who the guy was, maybe he recognized his car and went
recognized
to the guy's house
lawn,
and
yeah.
asked his wife.
Yeah. He recognized his car. The guy was driving.
Because it's normally parked. That's the
so
same.
So Tony. So what y'all saying is Tony just trolls the neighborhood.
Yeah, mowing lawns. Yep.
Yep.
So he was going to work. He wasn't going to work from his house because he just trolls the neighborhood.
It could have been good. I'm sure he left for work from his house. I'm sure he left for work.
Spike,
from his
you're
own
so
house.
Suspicious.
And what I can tell you right now, I could walk down to all of my neighbors. I don't know one of their phone numbers. I don't know any of them. But
Mike knows the phone number of everybody on his block.
And there is, at this point, I can tell you, there's a couple neighbors, like when you sit there and you talk to them in the driveway, they'll right. tell you every story about every neighbor. They sure. probably don't know.
Their neighbors.
They don't know their number.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I live in a car apartment complex.
Yeah, and
I share Go ahead.
Walk down the street and your neighbor on your street, Spike. How many of these people do you know their phone number?
Nan, one of them.
Okay.
Not none of them. That case, none of them.
Why should Tony? Why should the guy know Tony's phone number because he lives next to him? And you're predicating your whole thing about a fake story on the fact that he doesn't.
The guy didn't know his phone number.
I guess the reason I'm hating it is because. Tony,
because somebody did something good for somebody.
No. He says, I guess let me think about this. Oh man, I like this because my neighbor who just had a kid, I went and bought them a
Go
box
call
of
him.
Diapers.
Call him right now. Congratulate him.
Yeah, give him a call.
He's in prison.
What's wrong with him right now?
Well, call him in prison then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I guess
prison's
I could.
Got a phone.
All right, so you guys just turn me around on this one because I was thinking about that. I gave him a box of diapers. He gave me a brisket like the next 2 days later.
Oh, nice.
There you go. That's super nice.
Yeah. And
do
then
you
he
know
got
his phone number?
He got arrested for attempted murder on cops.
No. Yeah, and now,
oh, that's terrible.
Before he got arrested, did you know his phone number?
No.
Do you have his phone number in your cell phone?
Nope. I can't even remember his name.
So yeah. There you go. So there you go.
Oh, God. Spike,
all right, well, then
that sounds like fake fish, Spike. I don't know.
Spike, you can't just pick the first news article that you just happened to randomly find anywhere. And
Tampa
try and make,
man yeah. arrested for yeah. attempted murder of cop. Let me see if that's real.
Let me randomly pick a story, and I'm going to call it fake fish. and put it on my show.
Harsh criticism okay. from the boy.
You have to look for a story that actually is fake fish or you don't have to,
hey,
but I'm just saying.
Hey, can we take a moment and let's note this. It's at 7:43 right now.
Uh-oh.
The voice of reason was going against me.
Yeah. I know. He just wiped it right off his face and went against you.
Air two, Brutus? Air two? Oh,
no, I'm just thinking I don't see a fake. I don't see one fake fish scale in this story.
Okay. Like I say, you guys lawyered me on this one because I applied this to my situation and I can understand how I could not have this guy's phone number because the guy who gave me a brisket.
Is your neighbor's name Harold?
Harold Green or something like that.
Wow.
Is it Harold for real? I think I actually found the article.
I told you the story.
Oh yeah,
I thought your story was fake fish about your neighbor being arrested.
Yeah,
it wasn't a brisket; it was a ham.
Is he short?
No, he's pretty. He's a tall man.
No, is he tall?
Oh, yeah.
He's, or is he short?
Yeah, definitely a short guy.
Okay.
I think I found him.
He's an attorney for Allstate. Yeah,
does the article mention the brisket at all?
No.
Well, then that's a fake article. You would have thought they would have mentioned
totally fake.
Oh, dear Lord.
Okay. He left out the most important detail.
Yeah, really. All right. Well, there you have it. So let's go ahead and you guys turn me around. So I'll have to be more diligent when I'm looking for.
Diligent.
I'm looking for stories.
It's
diligent.
Where's the V?
There is no V in it.
Yeah.
You said diligent, but that's not a word. It's diligent.
Actually, it is, because you knew what I was talking about.
Yes. I used to eat at the Village Inn sometimes because, it was free.
And they have good breakfast.
No, if I say a word, you know what I'm talking about. You know, most people say, huh?
Right? Okay, I'll say huh next time.
You should not go on the air when you're full of gin.
Full of gin. All right, let's do topic changing music.
You thought that was a topic? Wait till you hear this next topic on the Spike on the Mic show.
All right, this topic I like to call Once a Con, Always a Con.
Once a con, always a con.
And I guess you got to tell me how you guys really have to be upset about this.
Oh, I'm upset already.
I will
41-year-old man by the name of Jacob Milton. He was arrested with connection of scheming people, identity thefts, and numerous lines of credit where he worked at a bank. And he was taking people's who applied for first-time home mortgages, and he was, skimming them. And he managed to do a fraud over $1 million worth of a scheme.
Damn.
They eventually sentenced him to 2 to 6 years in prison. And he pleaded guilty to grand larceny, and then he was supposed to get out of jail. But I guess what? After 3 years of good behavior, they released him out of jail. Okay, so now we fast forward to August. Homeboy by the name of Jacob Milton, the guy that was arrested for $1 million for fraudulent,
right?
He sued the people who filed charges against him. Now, the worst part of the story, he sued the people who filed charges against him for $50 million. Saying that they falsely accused him, even though he
was convicted and went to jail.
He went to jail and all it was obviously like that. Well, his attorneys sent letters to these people and they never showed up in court. Mm-hmm. So come court date, jury saw an empty chair where the people he was suing there.
Yeah.
So they awarded Milton $12 million. Now, question to the resistance fighters on that.
Oh, gosh.
You need to show up in court.
Yeah. That's
you totally need to.
That's what the thing should be. But is that a lacking judge in the justice system, judicial system, or is that just a good lawyering? And I'll start out with you, Smots.
Well.
Fish.
Yeah. Billis?
Both.
Both what?
Both. That it's a dumb judge and a loophole in the judicial system. The judge should have known. But I guess if there was nobody, if they didn't even have an attorney present.
Right.
It wasn't a choice. The judge couldn't do anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
If there wasn't even an attorney present. But I don't know if that's the case. I haven't read the full article yet.
Yeah, and so I'm going to go ahead and add some more to the article. And what happened is the people that he sued, they got an attorney by somebody named Goldberg. And then before the thing with the trial, Goldberg quit. And so all the documents and the notifications to come to trial, I guess the people claiming they never got it. And then Goldberg said, I'm sorry, I was no longer on this case. And so they awarded the con artist $12 million that the people have to pay. And they said they didn't know about it until they got this suit that they owe $12 million. So voice of reason, is that a short term in the justice system or just a great con man?
they must have some other recourse. But
there's always an appeal.
He probably felt really great when he walked out not fine, thinking he had $12 million. But I'm thinking that he's going to face an appeal and a countersuit.
Oh, most definitely. But that's.
But yeah, and I totally agree with Billy. That's a terrible loophole that just awards it automatically to the guy that shows up.
Right, PWs.
I have had the experience, as the police, you don't show up in court, you lose the case. Boom. Boom, it's over.
Yeah.
So my concern is that I think this con man kind of knew that. And I think his attorneys also knew that. So they came up with this scheme.
Yeah, that's what I'm starting to think. Exactly. I think that this Milton dude was in cahoots with the family's lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Goldberg quit.
That's a hypothesis. I don't know if that's actually true, but that's, I think, probably what might have happened.
So Goldberg got a cut.
Maybe. And then according to the New York Post article that I'm reading.
New York Post, yeah.
Right. But according to that thing, the family claims that they never got any letters from the court saying that they had to appear. They got nothing until they got a letter stating that they owed $12 million.
They lost
What case? Yeah.
Right, exactly. And so maybe this Goldberg guy was the one getting all the notifications that the family had to appear. And then just
them.
Didn't. Maybe. I don't know. I'm guessing that maybe that's how it was, just another con scheme. Because this Milton dude sounds like he's just a con artist, period. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's.
All right, Billy, that's good research.
But it's also a guess.
It's a good guess. I like it. Yeah.
Yes.
I'd like to know, there usually like a process server or something involved in telling people that they need to appear in court? Or
you would think, right?
You would think.
I don't know. But
well, the victims, they still have a recourse, as you said, boys. They can pursue the case and attempt to have this whole judgment wiped out, which I think is going to happen. It has to happen, right?
It'd be less than $12 million, I think.
Yeah, serious. All right, so let's throw in this one more story right here. This one really just gets my groat. So let's do a quick story.
All right, here comes a quick story. That's something we call when we have not much time.
All right, I like to call this topic here paper or plastic.
Paper or plastic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, really. I was thinking about the fact that I have to pee. So go ahead with your story.
I hope that's a cloth and not either one of those.
Yeah. Now, there's a pandemic going around and it's causing all these restaurants that now have more takeout bags, more orders. Well, McDonald's is having a quandrum, whereas now all their customers having takeout bags. So they're having a paper bag shortage and all these fast food restaurants are having a problem with this because, of course, everybody's taking out bags. Which I don't understand. It seems like you should make more plastic bags. But they say McDonald's even if you go into the restaurant and you dine in, they're still putting it in plastic bags. I mean, paper bags.
Mm-hmm.
I guess people are saying it my orders to go, but they sit out in the restaurant.
Mm.
Well,
no, I just don't think they're giving out trays anymore.
Insert that. That was happening in the story that I read about McDonald's is citing problems dining in and plastic bags. And here's something they said, which I have to say, you got to be kidding me on this. At the same time, the company said that McDonald's new employees are having trouble or difficulties trying to work with the trays. They don't know how trays work. Give me a cuss word break. And I'm thinking that when I heard this, and I saw this, I can't have two fake fish stories in this. But I think I want to have two. Because how in the world can these new employees, they're saying these new millennials, these new employees, they're so used to putting their foods in bags, they don't know how trays work. Sounds good, but that got to sound totally wrong. Because when you're in elementary school or you're in school and you go to lunch,
hey,
don't they put your things on trays?
Yes, they do. So, sure they do.
So can we give me this a fake fish story?
Yeah, that's a fake fish story.
All right. So, PW, what happened is McDonald's employees are saying they're having trouble with plastic bags shortage because everybody's taking carryouts.
Right.
They're saying, but also our real problem is people who dining in, we're trying to encourage our employees to put them on trays, and our new employees
don't
claim they don't know how to work trays.
They don't know how to operate a tray.
Well, you know, I mean, a tray is difficult. I've tried to use one, and all that happened, I fell down.
Wait, I'm going to quote an article. Many new crew members have never had to deal with trays before. The transition to using trays has been slower and more difficult because we haven't done it in so long.
Oh, my word. That's just awful.
So Smiles, would you take this, that little insert, that part there is fake fish? Or do you think that could be true?
I'm sure there's problems. People are having problems with it. Yeah. I mean,
stop.
But on a video, maybe they have a video game thing of taking a tray with all their food on it. Yeah. They got to wipe them down. I mean, there's probably more to it than just that. And you got to wipe them down. Do they come out of the dishwasher? Do you just take them off the top of the
trash can?
Well, first of all, you can't find the buttons on the damn things. So how do you operate one if there's
If your question is, do you really think people could be that dumb? My answer is going to be yes.
No, get this stamping. Come on.
Yeah.
So, but that person was smart enough to get a job.
Look, I sit through the Spike on the Mic show every week. Yes, people can be that stupid.
Oh, I knew man. That was coming.
Hey, yeah. Smart, you get both shades.
Yeah.
You get all both of them.
Get all that's two undeniable. Of
them. Two shades. Well, okay. Well, while y'all are going around here thinking about that, just remember that there are people who don't know how to work trays.
Hey, I got something that people don't know how to work. And this is a bit of an announcement. All those people that have been listening to us talk about various things that we're seeing, well, you're never going to see them because
you forgot to record the Zoom call.
Totally. I didn't press the button for record. So there is no video.
But there is sound.
There is sound, and that is recorded.
Okay.
Oh, ooh, okay.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's fine with me.
Thank God. I thought I could sit through another hour.
Exactly. Well, oh, yeah, let's start over. Yeah.
We got to go around here and find out what's stuck with you. What's stuck with you, Smots?
I'm grateful I don't have to sit around for another hour.
Okay, what's stuck with you, Billy?
Willie. What's stuck with me is that people can be really, really stupid.
Yeah, and what's stuck with you, Mr. PWs?
Fake brisket. I'm just down with the fake brisket.
Right? And voice of reason? What's stuck with you tonight?
I guess that's it, because you came up with a story that I would have sworn was fake fish about your neighbor giving you food and then ending up getting arrested shortly thereafter and then being thrown into jail. I thought you were kidding about that, but
I fact checked it.
It was fact checked, and that was not fake fish. He really was put into jail.
You know what no one actually stuck with is that the voice of reason actually went against Spike.
That's right.
Yeah.
That should have stuck with me, that the voice of reason said something against Spike.
Oh, yeah. Can I change mine?
They had to pull his head out of his butt long enough just to say it, too.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is an epic moment here. At 1743, it's etched in my mind. Brutus showed his reared his ugly face.
Yeah.
And to Brutus. Voice of reason, I don't understand you do that. And also, last thing, you guys out there, take care. Be safe, because, you know, you never know what's happening in the Ronas out there. And I got a big piece of love to my brother, Fizzy. He passed with the COVID Friday. So.
Oh, man. Sorry.
You guys be good, and I'll holler back at y'all next time. This is Spike on the Mic Show, and we'll be back at you next time.
Later.
like they say in America, one